Seventh graders Michael Herrera and Nicholas Barbie are trying to solve a problem.
So we're going to have to cut it in half?
Four and just right here.
We're going to cut it in thirds or half?
Just half.
One-inch thick sheets of green foam lie in front of them on a lectern. It's the stuff usually used to insulate walls, but today the boys are cutting it to fill the hull of a model boat about 5 feet long. They want the foam to fit tightly.
If you add a little more, it does add just a little bit of buoyancy, but we want to have as much as we can inside the boat.
So Herrera measures, cuts, and breaks the foam.
There we go.
As Barbie and Alice Carlin watch on.
Buoyancy is actually very important in a boat. If it doesn't have buoyancy, then it won't last long in the water.
It won't equalize the weight.
And the kids and teacher Andrew Ginniger's class at Sunset Middle School in Coos Bay need the boat to be hardy. This March, a research vessel with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will launch their unmanned model off the coast of South America. Then, buoyancy permitting, the students can track a journey that could take the boat across the Pacific Ocean to Asia and beyond.
We've got things like scale drawings going on. Learning about GPS tracking, about satellites and things like that are all things that we're talking about in our classroom.
Elements of oceanography, earth science, and geography also sneak into the discussion, as well as the arts. Elvia Ruiz uses the class whiteboard to design text and graphics for the boat. So far, the plan is to paint it with the school's mascot.
We're going to make, like, water coming out of it, and then the dolphin at the top.
Andrew Ginniger says the project came to Sunset Middle through the Oregon Coast STEM Hub, which helps coordinate science, technology, engineering, and math projects at schools.
So this project-based learning, which really lets the kids kind of guide their own learning, they seem to be almost everybody totally engaged in whatever they're doing.
Totally engaged is a bit of an overstatement.
It's a chaos.
Bob Sassanoff is one of three volunteers from the Coos Bay Boat Building Center who are working with the class.
And you know what they say about chaos. It's an organization that you don't understand.
Bewilderment aside, Sassanoff has been guiding assembly of the boat.
It's really just sort of standing back and letting them do what they're doing to make sure that they really own what's going on.
And taking ownership, they are. With the construction deadline looming, a couple kids volunteer to come in after school to finish, to the delight of their teacher, Andrew Ginniger.
You see that they're involved. You see that they're learning. It's just been an amazing eye-opener for me.
Sunset Middle School is one of a handful of schools on the West Coast participating in the boat building program. A high school in Waldport, Oregon, launched a boat last November. It's currently adrift southwest of Baja, heading towards Hawaii. I'm Jess Burns reporting.